This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and even though I was born in L.A. and I spent a lot of my childhood in Phoenix, we moved a lot between Phoenix and Vegas. So I went to 12 different schools, and I basically say I grew up in the Southwest because we moved so much. And so I can't really identify one particular home. You know, I end up graduating high school in Nevada, go to UNLV, so Nevada's my home now. But as a kid, we traveled a lot, and one very attractive part of Las Vegas was that they had the buffet. Now, growing up in a family who was poor, when you get to feed your family at 99 cents a plate, or $1.99 for the dinner buffet. Some of the dinner buffets might have been $2.99 or $3.99. I have to remember the circus prices. But you could kind of save some money. And so when we were kids, you know, at first my mom had cooked for years, things like that. But once we moved to Vegas, we found it was cheaper to eat if we went to one of these cheap buffets. Now, for me, I liked the buffet not because of the amount of food. I didn't like to eat that much when I was a kid. I really was a picky eater. I didn't like a lot of food. I really loved cantaloupe, and I loved chocolate. So if there was cantaloupe or chocolate, I'd be there. And some meat. I loved hot dogs and Hebrew National salami and some of those. But other than that, I really didn't like Chinese food, Mexican food, Israeli food. I didn't like anything like that. So when I got to go to a buffet in Las Vegas as a kid, I'm thinking, okay, good. You know, my mom will yell at me if I don't have food on my plate, so at least I could throw a crap load of food on my plate and look like I'm eating. But as I grew older, what I really, really loved about buffets was you don't have to wait for a server. Now, that's kind of ironic that I later became a food server, and, you know, that kind of was my deal for a few years while I was working in medical school. But I hated the fact that you had to sit down, you were hungry, you looked at a menu, your mouth was watering when you were hungry and I was starting to like food, and then you had to wait for it to get cooked. With a buffet, and I still like this to this day, the hostess sits you down. I don't even need to know where the table is. I just start running to the buffet, and then I'm just like, just point where our table's at. She's like, okay, well, I'll put your receipt there so you get your drinks. Like, I don't even need to drink. I'm just going to eat. And then, while I'm at the buffet, right, I'm putting stuff on my plate, and I'm like, well, this looks good, and then I eat it. And I'm eating while putting stuff on my plates. Now, as a physician, I always found a buffet to be a little bit heebie-jeebie-ish, okay? Because here I am putting food on my plate, and then I'm sneaking a piece. And now I'm only using the utensils, and I'm sneaking a piece with this hand while keeping this hand free. But what if there's somebody that's not being that careful? Or what if somebody's sneezing? Or what if somebody's coughing? And you can't have the glass cover the food that much because you need to get in there and get your eats. So, and then people drop the food on the side. Have you ever done that where there was like three meatballs left? So you tried to grab two meatballs and one thing and one fell, but it fell on the side so you didn't want it. So you pushed it back into the tray of the food. You see? So this sort of stuff's been going on. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this probably isn't the cleanest. But because we haven't had major outbreaks and because we haven't had major pandemics, nobody cares. You know, the food is at certain cooling temperatures or heating temperatures, and there's, you know, certain things in place that the health department makes these restaurants do. Well, now with COVID, buffets were on the chopping block. And if you live in Vegas and you drink a lot and you wake up the next morning and you're hungover, you are hoping to be able to stumble into the buffet and get all those buttery, soft eggs and the orange juice and the, I don't know, the fruits and the bagels and all that. And you think it's a better deal because you're getting all this food. It used to be a better deal. Now some of these buffets are $25 a person, $30, $40 a person. So they're like, maybe I'll just a la carte, get like a little muffin and eat less. So you have many people out there thinking buffets need to go. People overeat at a buffet. There's germs, etc. But buffets are coming back. In fact, you're seeing across the United States, certain buffets are reopening. They're advertising their reopening. You have a lot of restaurants like, is it Hometown Grill? What's the restaurant where it's basically a, where it's just basically a buffet? You have restaurants that's kind of their only business model. So they want you to come in and have, you know, and buffet up, you know, buffet eyes. Utah was just able to reopen their buffets a few days ago. So how are buffets changing? Well, how they're changing is rather than you getting your food and dropping in and whatever, somebody has to serve you. Now that is going to save restaurants money because most of us over our eyes are bigger than our stomach. Most of us will take 3 heaping spoonfuls of the meatloaf when you really only need to eat a small portion. So I think the restaurants are going to save money as a whole, but it's not going to be the buffet that you want it to. You're going to have people that are very, very angry. Because I've gone to these bar mitzvahs and these events where they serve buffet style, but somebody serves you. So I'm like, okay, I want this, and they serve you like 1 or 2 little baby pieces. And I'm like, oh, hell no. No, can I have more? You know, and they're like, ma'am, we only have enough for this. I go, that's not even a serving. Yeah, and then I have to go, and then I have to fill up on bread. So I think, unfortunately, some of these hometown buffets or whatever are going to get a lot of, there's going to be a lot of, you thought the mask mandate, you know, made people violent. I think people are going to get violent at the buffets. But, you know, a buffet is something that's, you know, a part of, you know, our culture. And even though it's not the healthiest or the safest, it was sad to think that something like that could go. But it's interesting to see how crafty these businesses are. And so I want to hear from you guys. Do you want the buffet to come back? Or do you think buffets are now obsolete and should never resurface? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. My favorite part of a buffet is the prime rib station, where they cut the prime rib in front of you, and you get to pick if you want the one with the calf or more rare or whatever. And I like that. I just like being able to pick my meat, you know, because I feel like I'm out there in the wilderness when I go up to a carving station. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick, I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, some of you guys listen to our shows live. Sometimes you listen delayed. And you can ask questions on our answer line. So let's get to some of those right now. 1-877-DOCDALLY or 1-877-362-3254.
If this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, I want to ask a question. I lay here and listen to you every night, and I see the call number back to call you. But anyway, it doesn't say who you are, so I'm hoping it's you. And I have a question. If somebody I know is diagnosed with coronavirus, and they said that the results came back positive, and they told her that she probably contacted it a couple days before she called in for advice, And so they started her, and she went in to get, obviously, the test on the, whatever, 29th. But so she's counted back from the 24th. So there's 14-day quarantine on this, I understand. But when does it start? And what happens? She took me to the doctor on the 22nd.
Okay.
And then brought me home. I needed a ride. So I'm trying to figure out what's the deal.
Okay. So that's a great question. So I guess, you know, many people are kind of confused on if somebody is quarantined, has to quarantine, when do those 14 days start? Did some of those days already get satisfied if you haven't seen the person in a while? So if she started getting sick on, let's say, on the 19th, and you were exposed to her on the 22nd, and you haven't seen her since the 22nd, and it's been, well, let me see here. We are probably looking at, let me look in July 22nd. We're probably looking at right now 2 full weeks, 14 days. If you haven't seen her in 14 days and you haven't gotten sick, there's a very good chance that you have not then acquired COVID from her. That doesn't necessarily mean you've quarantined, though. So what makes us a little sticky is we want you to go into quarantine, per se, once you are exposed, let's say on July 22nd, which has already passed, because we don't want you infecting anybody until you show up positive. So if she was positive and you were with her on the 22nd, we have you isolated until August 5th, which is already past now. And this way you don't expose anybody. If you end up testing negative, that's a good sign. It could still be a false negative, but then that's a good sign that you didn't have it. If you, however, have been around people the last 14 days, now you need to let people know that you were exposed to somebody who was COVID positive, but that it was 14 days prior. Now, their 14 days starts with when they were exposed to you. Okay? So let's say you have been home the whole 14 days. You go back to work tomorrow. Most likely it's fine. However, if you went back to work 3 days ago, and it's still under that 14-day incubation period that the virus could have, anybody exposed to you over the last 3 days now has been exposed, and now they need to start their 14 days because it could take up to 14 days for the virus to show symptoms. And then, of course, there's the discussion of people shedding the virus and transmitting the virus and being infectious, even if they themselves do not have symptoms. So, you know, your 14 days has already passed, so you being in isolation is now moot, and I don't think you have to be in isolation anymore. The only thing is if you were never in isolation, you do need to let people around you, who were around you the last 2 weeks, know that you were exposed to somebody who had COVID. Now, what do we do next? Well, the next thing that people will ask is, well, do you have COVID or not? Because we're talking about secondary and tertiary exposures. Right now, most of the rules just kind of center around a primary exposure. So if you say, well, my friend's roommate's mother has COVID, we don't necessarily have you off work in quarantine. And so whenever I see a secondary or tertiary, you know, issue and people say, should I stay home from work? And we've talked about this on the show. I say, but to play it safe, yes, get yourself tested, because just in case that secondary or tertiary person do come back positive, then you have now a primary contact. So what's going to happen now is you're done with quarantine, or your 14 days are over since you were with that person that was COVID positive. So you're probably in the clear. However, anybody you were around this last 14 days is going to want some answers. So you might want to go and get a COVID test, because if your COVID is negative, then they could feel comfortable that that secondary exposure that they got because of your friend doesn't relate to them because you've been negative this whole time. If you end up testing positive, now they've had a primary exposure being exposed to you. Does that make sense? And don't worry about people getting mad, you know. I mean, you know, if you didn't find out until late in the game, you didn't find out. I mean, a big issue we're having is people are back at work, they're having fun, they're hanging out, they're doing whatever, and then all of a sudden, somebody goes, oh, you know what? My test finally came back after 8 days. I'm positive. And you're like, well, what the, why didn't you tell me sooner? Well, they just got their test back. So then, you know, your job is then to immediately notify and say, look, I just got told today that somebody I was around was COVID positive. So now I'm going to get tested. But yeah, it's frustrating. It is, it's so frustrating because let's say you work at a grocery store, or you work at a, you know, a Walmart or Target, and, or you work in a place where it's very, very public. Hospital, etc. We go through all this painstaking work to keep people out of work and to, you know, have coworkers go in isolation and, you know, test before coming back and all this stuff, which the CDC is starting to lighten up now on. When, you know, all it takes is somebody coming into your store who had it, didn't tell anybody, and then leaves. You know, and you know, we don't really have a scarlet letter, and we don't want tattoos or scarlet letters or anything like that. We don't want that. But, you know, we go through all this painstaking effort, and people are off the clock, and they're not allowed to work, and they're having low paychecks. And meanwhile, you know, somebody could just walk right into the store, have COVID, walk out, and everybody was exposed, but because it wasn't known, nobody knew about it, they all still get to work. And unfortunately, this landscape is lending to people being very, very, shall we say, covert, and not very transparent about their exposure. So there was somebody who called. He had a cough, nasal congestion, and a fever. And he said, I get sinusitis every year, so it's just sinusitis, give me an antibiotic. And I go, well, the problem is, you know, we have antibiotic stewardship, we're not supposed to overprescribe antibiotics, and, you know, if this has been 2 days of a fever, cough, and, you know, nasal congestion, we might need to, you know, consider this could be COVID. No, it's a sinus infection. And I'm like, look, it's over the phone. I can't say it's a sinus infection. I can't say it's strep. I can't say it's a UTI. I can't say it's, you're telling me you have fever, some sinus congestion, some cough. It could be a sinus infection. It could just be a viral illness, but I can't say it's not COVID. So I'm supposed to recommend that you stay in isolation until you can get tested or you do your 10 days at home. So, you know, he flipped out. And he said, I can't isolate. I can't take off work. Please remove, you know, ignore that I called you, and I, you know, you can't do that. You know, whenever you have a medical document, you have to have a medical document. But there's a very good chance that that person probably, you know, even though it was already documented and the health department was already kind of notified, because the way the notes are, when somebody does have those symptoms, you know, we reach out, you know, for them to get tested, etc. I wouldn't be surprised if people out there are like, okay, you know what, I'm not going to say anything. And it's, that's not good, you know, because for us to be successful, we kind of need to, you know, have people avoid other people if they're sick or if they have sick family members, you know. So we got a call from somebody whose two daughters had fevers. And so they're going to take them in later this week to get tested. So I said, well, to play it safe, be in isolation. They go, I can't. I'm not going to get paid. I need to still work. And kids with fevers, it might not be COVID, or it might be COVID. So rule of thumb right now is if you're exposed to anybody sick, you do the 14 days. Once those 14 days are over and the people that you're around aren't sick anymore, you could technically leave isolation. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some say when congressional leaders negotiate important legislation, any progress is good progress. And top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell says there has been progress in recent days on a new pandemic-related relief bill. But he says Democrats have given very little in the ongoing talks.
Because while Americans are struggling, the Democratic leaders have moved about one inch in 8 days.
McConnell criticizing the bill passed by the democratically controlled House, saying it includes tax breaks for wealthy donors, but doesn't do enough for people on the front lines fighting the coronavirus. President Trump says he will probably give his nomination speech for his 2020 reelection bid from the White House during the Republican National Convention later this month, telling Fox and Friends if somebody has difficulty with it, he could always go someplace else. And this is USA Radio News. UConn is the first major college football program to officially cancel its entire 2020 season. The Huskies announcing this morning they won't compete this year after getting guidance from state and public health officials and after consultations with students. Meanwhile, the Indianapolis 500 will be held this year, but fans will not be able to attend. That decision, just announced, was a reversal from Roger Penske, who had previously said he wouldn't hold the race without fans. And the president and CEO of Penske Entertainment Corporation, Mark Miles, says they tried to do everything they could to avoid this resolution.
It was just the ongoing tracking of the public health situation, the hope for the last few weeks that it would improve, the day-by-day reality that it wasn't in Marion County, and finally a timeline where we just couldn't wait any longer.
The storm Isaias is now a post-tropical cyclone weakening over Canada, and this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just
all right, guys.
So
we are back about Dr. Dolly. Thank maybe, you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, I mean, we knew this was coming. For those of us that have been watching sports and kind of, you know, making our own little side bets on what's going to be happening to the, you know, to the NFL season. By the way, it was really, really great to watch the Golden Knights play, especially with that fantastic third period. So, I love sports, and I know there's a lot of dissent and debate with what's going on with National Anthem and all that. It's just, I love sports, and, you know, I'm going to still sing the National Anthem, and I'll still stand for the National Anthem, but I'm still going to watch football. I'm still going to watch sports. I love sports, and it's just something that I need sports, especially with everything going on. When you're on the news, you just kind of need some, you know, non-political health news, and I like to go to sports, even though it's all full of politics and health anyway. So Allegiant Stadium, for those of you guys that aren't familiar with Nevada and Southern Nevada, Allegiant Stadium was about a 1.9 billion-dollar project. And I was for it. One, because I love sports. Two is, Vegas is going to be a Super Bowl city. All right? We've been saying this for years. You know, bring an NFL team here or build a stadium such that we can host Super Bowl. All right? When it's January and everybody's freezing and everybody's snowed in, you know, we're kind of hanging around 50-degree temperatures, if that. And so, yeah, it gets cold, and sometimes it will get freezing. Every now and then we get a little bit of snow, maybe some little flutters, but, you know, it flurries. It's nice. So us, again, before COVID, having another industry, a football industry, being a part of the NFL was going to be huge for us because look at what happened with hockey. So it took a lot of convincing the taxpayers, because I think the taxpayers had to put in $750 million to this Allegiant Stadium. Now, we were told we were going to probably get it back. We're told there's going to be gaming taxes. There's going to be other things paying for this. You had Allegiant, I think it's Allegiant Travel, who had to pay about $25 million for the signage or for their name to be on it. Was it $25 million? Yeah, for naming rights. The Raiders had to pay a significant amount of money, I think a $350 million relocation fee. So it cost bucks. It cost bank. But that Allegiant Stadium was going to bring jobs. It was going to bring visitors. It was going to bring media. It was going to be a huge boom for the economy. Then comes COVID. With COVID, who knew? Who knew this was going to hit us? No crowds. Okay? You can't have a crowd. You have to socially distance. Now, not every NFL team is going to cancel having fans. The Raiders have. Some other teams have, too. Patriots, I think, are still going to have fans and have people sit certain distances away. Not sure what they're doing with the season ticket holders. Obviously, if they sold out season tickets, then they're going to have to figure out who gets them and who has to pay them back, or if it's going to be credited to the next season. I'm not sure. My guess is credits. But in Nevada, they're like, no fans. No fans at Allegiant Stadium. And Southern Nevada is considered a hot spot. So because we're considered a hot spot and we still have hospitals busy and we still have cases going up, we knew this was happening. But people are losing their mind. They are ticked because a lot was riding. 3 years of this stadium being built, and it's a beautiful stadium. It's black and sleek and sexy, and it's got prime real estate on the strip. It was something that we were really, really relying on to augment our gaming industry, and instead, this is now also sinking our economy, as all the jobs that we were going to be promised and all the money that it was supposed to bring in isn't going to happen. Now, because they're still going to play games, Allegiant Stadium has been hiring, but it's not to the degree that we would need. So no vendors, no alcohol, no food orders, no cleaning supplies or very little cleaning supplies. A stadium offers thousands and thousands of jobs that unfortunately it's not going to fill. So people are patient. A lot of people that really love football, they're going to go back. I think any of the games, whether it's hockey or football, people love going to games so much that I don't see that industry getting hurt long term. I see once we're allowed to go back and once we're allowed to see where we could sit, and I mean, the food prices were always expensive, so they're just going to raise the food prices even more. So I think overall that's going to still be around. What I'm curious, though, is what's going to happen with movie theaters and what's going to happen with clubs and what's going to happen with, you know, certain other venues that were social sites and areas where people could party. What's going to happen to them in the short term and long term? The longer we go with social distancing and the longer we go with being restricted, the easier it is to get it out of your routine habit. So, I mean, I remember when I used to work for the EPA, a bunch of us every Friday would go for happy hour. It's just what we did. We'd always go for happy hour. That was the thing. Well, happy hours at a lot of places aren't able to be. Like in California, you can't serve alcohol unless it's a meal, and happy hour food isn't a meal. So not a lot of people are going out to happy hour anymore. Right? Not a lot of people are with others at work. So even though we've been doing virtual happy hours, You know, if you're not with people at work saying, you know what, 2 hours is drinking time, you're kind of working from home and it's just shutting off your Zoom switch or your computer, you're not going to have those people happy houring. Same thing with let's all grab a drink or let's all go to dinner. People are getting a little bit more used to doing things at home. Movies. You know, people ask me, you know, what is the first movie I'm going to want to see when, you know, I could get out of quarantine, not quarantine, but, you know, the shutdown. I'm kind of sick of movies. I've been watching so many. I'm not really that excited. Same thing with going out to eat. There's a couple restaurants that I really, really miss, and I really, really love the atmosphere, but I'm not really fantasizing about going out to eat. You know, and same thing with my friends. I see my friends so much on Facebook and all that. You know, I thought I would be clawing at the door more than I have. And so everybody says, oh, things are going to bounce back. They're going to go back to the way they were. I don't know. You know, I think if a movie theater does open and their ticket prices are like, what, close to, I don't know, $15, $20, and food and popcorn end up getting to be $50, $60, I think you're going to have some people go, all right, well, yeah, you know, the new 007 movie was great or Wonder Woman was great, but no, I don't think I want to pay this much going to a movie. I mean, we did because there wasn't a lot out there to do, and that's just what you did. You went to a movie on a Friday night. Friday night was movie night. Saturday night was date night. That's just what you did. And now it's, we got used to our Friday nights being different. We got used to our Saturday nights being different. Some of us don't even know the day of the week. I can't tell you how many times people say, woohoo, it's Friday. And I go, no, it's not. It's Wednesday. I mean, the days are all slurred. I've been working from home every day. I can't tell the difference. The only way I knew the day of the week is if the kids were home or not, but the kids are home. So it's just all a blur. So, you know, while everybody's kind of panicking about the NFL, I think the NFL is going to be fine. Football is huge. They're going to make less money. And I think things are going to be a lot more expensive in stadiums, but people want to be there at the game. Games, it's a whole different atmosphere. But when it comes to dating and things like that, you know, the clubs were great because you could meet people and you could, you know, but I'm hearing the parties, especially in college campuses, are starting to be different. So, like, for example, with college fraternity parties, many of these fraternity parties have a rule that there has to be a ratio of 10 girls to one guy or 20 girls to one guy. So if a lot of these parties are like, look, we just want to attract the women. Well, women, you know, a lot of times they want to, you know, also kind of check out the guys. And if it's just going to be a room full of women and women aren't interested in women, those parties are going to start having issues. So people are going to, as more months and more years go by, start to find different ways to meet people and different ways to date. So the Tinder hookup is going to probably outlast all of us. People love that idea where I can find somebody privately. Nobody's making fun of me as I'm hitting on them. They, you know, get to sneak out, whatever, see them. But I'm interested to see Generation Alpha and how the Alphas later date if we have this new sort of landscape where you don't really go to the club. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one industry that's really been hurt is the legal industry. So for people who do PI cases, many of these PI cases, you know, happen with car accidents and you know, falls or damage, you know, to property or things like that. And so many personal injury attorneys have been kind of seeing a decrease in activity and work, and I know people aren't playing the violin, but it's an industry that's getting hurt, and if people aren't getting hurt, or if people aren't feeling begrudged or feel like they've been screwed, they won't go to an attorney. Well, There is a growing rise in lawsuits when it comes to the college and university sector. And I know this is something where, you know, people will call the students snowflakes and they'll say, well, you know, you wanted to go to Yale and pay $75,000 a year. Boo-hoo. Not in the eyes of the law. In the eyes of the law, students might have a case. You know, if your airplane ticket got canceled because of COVID and your trip got canceled, airlines are supposed to give the money back. There's a law for that. If it's COVID related or if they had to cancel, here's the truth. If you had to cancel it, you might only get a credit. But if they had to cancel it, if the airline had to cancel your trip, they have to return the money. So these lawyers are finding that, you know, these disgruntled students who are paying $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year plus for their education might have some decent cases when it comes to them having to do online education. Now, what have all the universities been doing? Well, what they've been doing is they've been saying, look, for us to move online, it's been costing us money. We still have to hire the professors. We still have to hire the staff. So our expenses are still up. And they're correct about that. Okay? Universities trying to switch to online is a, it did probably cost them more money. But when you're looking at the consumer and you're looking at what the consumer has to pay and why the consumer is paying it, and they are being told that they can't go on campus, and they have a contract, right, when they sign up and they pay their tuition for them to be able to access the campus, there's now breach of contract. So that's what's happened in this one Yale lawsuit case. There's apparently, his name is Jonathan Michael, I believe, and he's a Yale student from Ohio. He had to be, go home. He couldn't access the Yale facilities, but each semester costs about $27,000 to $30,000 plus all the other fees. So he's spending $75,000 a year, which may now be online. So I have suggested that, you know, tuition should be significantly altered or options being given for students. I mean, a lot of students in biology and physics and chemistry, they need labs. They need lab access. So there's a way for them to do a lab in a socially isolated setting. I mean, there's enough lab space and you just can, you know, stagger it. I mean, there's things teachers can do. Unfortunately, we're hearing that, you know, many professors and stuff, when they went on leave and stuff, they kind of, you know, watched and waited in the spring semester, thinking, all right, summer will be fine. And then all of a sudden, when they kind of came up with the realization that, well, the UC schools are going to be distance learning, and, you know, we have students that might not want to come back, all right, well, then we either have to do all online or we need to figure out how to make a curriculum. Well, you need to convince the consumer that $75,000 is worth it. Now, a lot of people look at these degrees as you're spending that money for a degree. You're buying your MD or your DO or your chiropractic degree or your degree from Harvard or your degree from Yale. If you borrow the money or you spend the money and you get in, it doesn't matter how you get that education. A degree from that is worth the money, which is why you still have a lot of people say, well, I'm not going to leave. I want to graduate from UCLA or I still want to graduate from Harvard. I got into Harvard. I'm going to, you know, do it. But remember, the millennials and the Generation Zs are a little bit more practical. And if they're looking at the job market, or they're seeing that industries are changing by the minute, and they might be starting to question whether that degree from Harvard or that degree from Yale being $30,000 more than other schools, is it really necessary? Well, again, to be able to go to Harvard, to be able to go to Yale, you know, get your selfies, be able to go to the clubs and the fraternities and, you know, the you know, after school meetings and the study groups and sitting on the lawn. You know, those are a part of the college atmosphere, being able to have one-on-one with a professor. But if they're not getting all that and they're sitting in Pahrump, Nevada, right, while it's a real hot summer and they are taking their classes from their Pahrump living room but still being charged Harvard prices, people are getting ticked. So what happens if lawyers win? And now there's going to be class action lawsuits. And, you know, if I was a school and I was listening to this, all right, I would show that you did everything possible. And you better document like crazy that you did, you had in person and you had a structure ready for students, but you, it was based on a law or based on a decree. I mean, if you have a governor that said schools are open and you're not opening because you're not ready or because you're lazy, you're getting sued. But if you are, you're like, look, we already have everything in place. We have, you know, we've been paying for staff this whole time. We've been paying our facilities. We are ready to go day one, and the state won't let us. That might protect you. Now, what's going on in terms of the state levels? How are people suing? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There are businesses that are going, that are just gearing up, who have had to be closed for months, and who believe that their industry was discriminated against, that their industry was arbitrarily chosen, right, as a hot spot for viruses, and when they could have been working this whole time and surviving, and the lawsuits are going to come, and how successful the lawsuits will be, it all depends. All right, I mean, you know, defense is going to say, look, this was a public health emergency. But when the numbers start to come out, and they say, look, the death rate of this was lower than flu, then really? And so these numbers that we want when it comes, you know, from COVID and when it comes to, you know, what the vaccine needs to do and what we need to do with schools and what we need to do with our healthcare system, what we need to do with hiring and what we need to be doing with telemedicine, these numbers to me are very, very crucial for that level. However, they're even more crucial for the lawyers because that's what they are going to use as their meat and their evidence of whether we needed to do the lockdown completely. And it's interesting because people, you know, say they're right or they're left, or they think a lot of what happened with COVID was a Republican versus a Democrat thing. And I'm seeing, and usually attorneys are, you know, a lot of times more trial lawyers usually support more of the Democratic side. I'm not seeing that. I'm seeing a lot of attorneys say, we didn't need to shut down, hire us. All right, so you see them going on a more conservative side. See a lot of conservatives saying, shut everything down, we're getting sick. To heck with this. So, you know, if you're a college student and you need to decide what to do and if the money is worth it and if you're going to pay back your loans, just, you know, take a few things into account. I want to do a knee-jerk reflex with this, okay, especially since the fall semester is starting. Keep in mind that we might get a president that decides to say, you know what, student loans are wiped out. We're not going to charge you your student loans. Now, I don't know how we'll be able to afford all that. I don't know if that's going to collapse the economy or not, but I wouldn't be surprised if in a future election, somebody's going to want to sway the college students by saying, you know what, we're going to wipe out your loans. So I wouldn't panic so much yet. If you need a degree from Ivy League, you need a degree from Ivy League. But if you really don't, you might want to rethink about that. Rethink that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.